Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in Him and give Him thanks. Let me encourage you from this powerful scripture of the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 8 and verse 9. Though He were a son, it talks about Jesus Christ, though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered, and being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the rewards of obedience are awesome, but sometimes the process is agonizing. And the Bible talks about Jesus that He learned obedience from the things He suffered. In this way, God qualified Him. Before God promotes you to a position of usefulness in His service, He qualifies you. Always remember that. You need to beat the devil at your level to go to the next level. It's important, even in our walk of faith. We admire the faith of Abraham, who took his son Isaac upon Mount Moriah and laid him on the altar. But the story does not make sense until you read the first verse in the chapter, and it says in Genesis 22:1, "Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham." What did God test? He tested Abraham's heart. He tested his obedience. That whether Abraham, after being blessed with his son Isaac, does he still trust God? Does he still loves God more than his son and more than his family? And when he passed the test, God told him in Genesis 22:17, "In blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed." Hallelujah. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. When you pray and ask God for success, you're inviting Him to test your heart, your faith, your obedience. And God probably won't test you at the same level He tested Jesus or Abraham, but it's the smaller tests that prepare you to handle the bigger assignments in God's kingdom. That's what God is going to do with us, and He does with us on a regular basis. A lot of time we don't realize that we are under test, and we need to qualify our test to go to the next level. Remember, the valley experiences teach us many things. In the valleys, we can either become bitter or we can become better. The faster we become better in our valleys, our promotion is in the making. Amen. God is going to lift us up and bless us, because the obedience God desires from us today is obedience that raises above our feelings and circumstances and says, "Yes, Lord." Right? "Yes, Lord." So, my dear brothers and sisters, be encouraged. A lot of times, God will lead you through the wilderness experience. Everyone goes through, including his son, his own son Jesus. He suffered and he learned obedience. The Bible says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way." But to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We love you, we honor you. We appreciate your goodness, your greatness over our lives. We want to say thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. You never fail us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You never forget us. You are always with us. You are for us. You're not against us. And therefore, we want to say thank you for the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Lord God Almighty, that He suffered for us and for our sakes, that we will be accepted in the Beloved, that we will be, Lord, received in the kingdom of Yeshua, in the kingdom of Jehovah. We honor you and we appreciate you. Today, Lord, I pray, Build our faith. Today I pray, help us to trust you, help us to obey you. Lord God Almighty, that Father, you will be alone glorified. Obedience pleases you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that we will be obedient people of God. Obey your word. Obey the prompting and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Abba Father, today as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release great grace and glory of Jesus to abound upon their lives. Keep them from the evil one. Flourish them and prosper them and lift them up because they are yours. I also pray, Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are grappling with the health condition. Father, we know that you are beaten 39 times on your back, and your word tells us that by your stripes we were healed. I speak healing into each and every one of us in the house of God. They'll be healed and made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and you have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.